We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The idea of crossover day, I thought I wanted everyone to sound like they're in studio with us and, you know, they're walking onto the set like, you know, TV show, and now Robbie doesn't have a good internet connection, so he's got to be on the phone, which is, it kind of loses some of the luster here.
Get him, Robbie.
I mean, the hosts are okay. Robbie can't get an internet connection. That's all right. Love talking to this dude.
Dial up?
Hey, what do you have?
Robbie always has a bad internet connection.
Yeah, what is it? What do you have? Dial up, Robbie? You start a GoFundMe?
Well, these my seven roommates are taking up all the bandwidth.
Hawk said that. I don't know about your living conditions.
Were you doing this interview from the little trundle bed?
yep. Holding up a wire.
All right. So today is crossover day, and we've got everyone from Tobin and Leroy because you guys were talking about me this morning. So I wanted to give you a fair time on this show. And Robbie the Degenerate really, to me, is the glue that holds Tobin and Leroy together.
Yes.
And Robbie is a gambler of epic proportion.
Tell by his name.
I believe we had you on after you had your first trip to Vegas, didn't we?
That's right.
And it was one of my favorite segments in the history of this radio show. So I thought I'd bring you on today. We talked with them about some nonsense, but I thought I'd bring you on and you can give us some picks because you're very good at this. Well, when I say you're very good at this, you sound like you're good at this, but based on the fact that you live, you know, in a youth hostel, I'm not certain exactly how good at this you are. But everybody suspend their suspend your doubts for just one moment here while Robbie gives us some picks for tonight. So let me look and just see what the current line is for Nets and Bucks. 3.5 still. So the Milwaukee Bucks tonight, they're 3.5-point favorites at home, hosting the Brooklyn Nets, and Milwaukee down 0-2 in this series. Who does Robbie like?
This is what I call a reverse trap game. Vegas wants you to think it's a trap. Wait, that's fishy. Why are the Bucks favored by 3.5? Oh, you get something's up. Take the Bucks. No, they want you to think that's a trap so that you take the Bucks. No, nonsense. Brooklyn Nets, they have been the better side, pounding the Bucks in the first two games, and the key thing is the three-point shooting of the Milwaukee Bucks. When the Bucks, we all know, they lit up the Heat like a Christmas tree from downtown. Every single game was double-digit threes. These first two games, 6 and 8 threes respectively. The Nets have been keeping them from getting off the attempts. They only get off 30 attempts on average on these two games, and the Bucks shot at least 40 attempts against the Heat. That's because the Heat, they lead the league in they're second in the league in three-point attempts allowed. But here's why the Bucks are favored. A lot of that is the old narrative. Down 2-0, you're coming back home, you're desperate, role players play better at home than they do on the road. That's all it is, though, is narrative. And we saw it in the Heat series that the narrative wasn't true. The Bucks came down to Miami and whooped the Heat ass, the same way they did when they were at home. And Bryn Forbes, we thought Bryn Forbes and Pat Connaughton were going to be revert to being scrubs when they go on the road. That was nonsense. Bryn Forbes had a career game against the Heat in Game 4. He made 7 threes. So it had no effect whatsoever. It was all hocus pocus. And so I expect the same thing to happen. Pat Connaughton, he has 3 points combined in the two games. Bryn Forbes, he had a decent game too with 10 points, but he's been nowhere the same that he was against the Heat. Hammer the Nets, hammer the money line, take the 3.5. It might fall to 3. And it's all built on James Harden not playing, which is garbage because in game 2, the Bucks are favored by 1.5 points, all because James Harden wasn't playing. And I think they moved the ball better without James Harden. I'm not saying they're a better team without James Harden, but you see the 800 passes that the Nets do when James Harden isn't playing. I think the Nets win pretty comfortably here.
All right, so you take the money line as well. You take the money line and you take the points.
Take them both.
All right, very good. That's the a lot of people, you see these a mile away, the Hocus Pocus game. And we got a Hocus Pocus game on tap tonight for the early one. Now, the late one, Robbie, is Utah. They're a three-point favorite over Kawhi and the Clippers. Actually, I think it might be down to 2.5. Hold on. Let me take a look at this.
Get an official still got three. I'm looking at it now. I still got three.
I have 2.5 on mine. So 2.5 or three.
I think, you know, the Clippers have been a monster on the road this year. The exception of the last game, the last game was also a 3-point spread, and they lost by three exactly. But they've won three road games in Dallas, and not only that, they won those three road games, and they were favored in all three road games, and they covered all three times, which was fishy to begin with, and there was a reason why that they were favored on the road. I think the Clippers on the side here gained 3 points. I know the Jazz have not lost. They've covered every game since Donovan Mitchell has come back. But I think, you know, we saw the Clippers give it to him in the first half, and the Clippers, the way they've been on the road, it's hard not to take the 3 points. It's candy, and you can even throw cheese on the money line here too, and get the Clippers could tie the series up at one going back to L.A.
Crowder, throw a little cheese on the money line.
Cheese on the money line,
a little
baby.
Cheese on the money line.
I'm riding with Robbie.
So we're going with two dogs tonight, Robbie.
Double dogs.
Double dog hocus pocus night from Robbie the Degenerate. Are you putting your money where your mouth is, or are you just doing a radio bit here?
No, I think I'm going to go a double dog parlay. In fact, the double dog money line parlay, it pays out. You know, 4-1 if you do a double dog parlay.
I'm thinking about that. You might get out of the hostel. You hit that parlay tonight. You might be able to move into the sports hotel over on. What about this one, Robbie the Degenerate? Here we do not have this guy on enough. This guy is captivating.
Yes.
I mean, just mesmerizing radio. How about the Dolphins over under on regular season wins? It's set at 9.5. Remember, it's a 17-game season.
Oh, my God. I am so glad you asked me that. This is a monster lock. I gave this out on my Magnificent Seven a couple weeks ago, which we'll do again tomorrow at 8:20 on the Tobin Leroy Show. All right, so the number's at 9. It's a flat 9, and it's an extra game. It's fishy, right? The Dolphins won 10 games last year, and you're getting an extra game. The science says, oh, you got to go over, right? Wrong. The last two times the Dolphins won 10 games in a season, 10 or more, they followed it up with a 7-9 or a 6-10. And if you want to go back to Saban when they went 9-7, they followed that season up with a 6-10 too. So they don't put two wins together, two straight good seasons together. And look, the defense last year, a lot of the games last year were won with defense. They had an insane amount of turnovers. Xavier Howard getting 10 interceptions. And they played a bunch of bad teams last year, the Jets. But the Jets were two free wins last year. You had Jacksonville. You had Cincinnati with Brandon Allen. And I think everyone's assuming linear progression with Tua Tagovailoa. It doesn't always work that way. In fact, you could point to Denver. Drew Lock had a very similar year to Tua in his first year as a starter. Now, Locke only played 5 games. But then the Denver Broncos went out and got a bunch of weapons for him, whether it's Jerry Jeudy or KJ Hamler or his college tight end, Albert Okwuegbunam. And like, oh, wow, Drew Locke's going to be the star. And then Drew Locke ended up being terrible, and now he's going to lose his job to Teddy Bridgewater. It doesn't always work that way. Dolphins had a very similar offseason, and you could say the coaching staff is different. It's not going to be the same as before. But the more with the Dolphins, the more the things change, the more they stay the same. Hammer the under on 9 wins.
How is this guy not on ESPN Daily Wager? How is he not on Daily Wager? But here's the question, Robbie, are you any good at this? Like, are you rolling in dough? Because you sound confident as hell.
Oh, this one's a monster lock. Not all of them are monster locks. Everyone says monster locks for everything. Not all of them are monster locks, but this one is a monster lock.
Are you in or out on Tua this season?
I
see what goes on the text machine when I get in here. I scroll backwards and see what happens during the morning. I know you're out on him. All right, there you go. Robbie the Degenerate on crossover day. I mean, does he deliver or what?
It all makes sense to me, baby. I'm ready to put the mortgage on.
All right, we're putting the mortgage on it, Robbie. Are you that confident?
Mortgage and car. Do it all.
Hocus pocus, baby. See you, Robbie. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Rob.
There you go.
The confidence is there.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Like, when he delivers that, like, have you ever heard? We have Rob Pizzola on. We have Lee Sterling on. We give out our picks usually every day. Have you ever heard someone sound as knowledgeable about the games or the teams as Robbie?
Reference points back to Drew Lock for Tua, and
it sounds great.
Great.
We are going 0-3 on those bets. I am telling you right now, we're going to be living with him and his 9 roommates.
It's going to be 9 soon.
Robbie, is there extra space in that room?
I see the car he drives, though.
I picture Robbie's house is like the Albanians in Taken 2.
He's like, piled up. Little drywall between there.
Oh, my God. What a great gift for picking games Robbie has. That is so great. I am playing I think I'm going to do the double dog parlay, though, tonight. The double dog money line parlay.
I like it.
I think I'm going to do
that.
I'm
in.
You want to be in on that?
Yeah, I'm in on that.
All right.
He sold me.
Yeah,
Robbie sold me.
But that's the thing. He sells you on this because he sounds like he knows what he's talking about. Not certain that he does.
You know what? But. To be honest, Rob Pizzola, Lee Sterling, they've had great weeks, and they've been 0-4
True.
As well.
But they never sound as confident as this.
No, not at all. That's what I'm saying. The confidence got me already.
I know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.